interesting day it could be for baseball fans. And especially for Tigers fans. I mean, Tigers have this story about getting a shortstop, Javi Baez, 6 years, $140 million.
Wow.
After the signing of Eduardo Rodriguez, the catcher, Tyler Burkhart, a few weeks ago, too. I mean, three new players, solidifying some positions that need to be solidified. And then knowing that by tonight, there's probably going to be a stoppage in baseball. So,
yeah.
there's the fun that baseball fans are
talking about that later.
You know, it's strange the way that works. But hey, for Tigers fans though, Baez turning 29 years old today. You know, there was talk about getting Carlos, but the Tigers weren't going to pony up 10 years at $330 million.
Yeah,
it wasn't going to happen. I mean, I think they got themselves tied into too many other long-term contracts that never panned out. You know, I think, isn't this the year they're finally getting Prince Fielder off the books?
Might be, yeah.
Or was it last year or something like that?
This might be it.
Yeah, that was
it. And as much as we love Miguel Cabrera, that lengthy contract, he's still got a couple of more years.
Right.
He was certainly worth that money up front. I'm not saying that he's still not a player that can help you in your lineup, but not the $30 million whatever he's getting. so that kind of hurts.
True. I know. I understand a lot of frustrations, though, with Tigers fans. The Illiches have been able to benefit from certain tax structures that were given to them for the LCA and other things, I think, around Comerica Park. And everybody knows that their net worth is pretty good. So they're wondering, why not pony up the money? For the best, considering that people helped you out with your facilities, which, by the way,
they also have to answer to baseball's caps and all of that.
That's
stuff,
okay. The New York Yankees do it all the time. Yeah, they break it, true. And so did the LA Dodgers and everything.
They pay the
luxury
tax.
As Ben Mallory used to say, remember him, Charlie, from
Ben
Fox
Mallory,
Sports?
Yes.
He said, "Don't get mad at owners who pay for players. That just shows you they want to
win.
They want to win."
I thought you made a key point yesterday that we were talking about this, about Javi Baez, is that, the Tigers didn't just go out and sign him. A.J. Hinch.
Right. I don't think I think he gave his okay with it. Yeah. Right. I've got to believe he did.
Well, he's a Hinch-type player. I mean, he's not going to overwhelm you with average. He strikes out a lot, but his base running, which has been such a poor part of the Tigers' game for many years. We improved greatly
the last couple of years, but Baez
is a great base runner. And defensively.
Yes.
One of the best defensive shortstops, which the Tigers have been lacking sorely.
Yes, they have.
In that position.
Have.
So he'll help out there.
Well, that's what I was telling one of my friends last night. I said, regardless, I understand maybe not everybody wanted Baez, but you can't argue this is an upgrade from Nico Goodrum. Or the Castros.
And you have to, in this world, in this day and age, you have to take what's available as long as that availability meets your needs.
Yeah. Right. So, and he's still 29, so he's, he's got
saying,
good baseball.
Beggars can't be choosy.
Yeah.
And it does leave the Tigers still some money on the table, perhaps. Is there another position that they might fill? And people are already salivating at the thought that there is Riley Green and Spencer Torkelson. Mm-hmm. Is this the year that they make the big club? After doing so well in minor leagues, including AAA last year, give them the shot.
Yeah.
Give them some experience in the big leagues.
Well, I'm guessing every team now will just sit back and wait until the new collective bargaining agreement is agreed to, and then they'll start signing players again. I think that this may be the last thing you're going to see what the Tigers do, along with all the other signings they did yesterday.
And the Tigers did tender contract offers to eight others.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
So we have, and that had to be done. Because if not, they could have become free agents.
Right.
This is baseball's business nuances. I was reading through some of all the different talk about the things that teams have to deal with when it comes to years of service and possible arbitration and 40-man roster protections.
Yeah.
And You know, I used to know. I used to know a lot of those rules.
Yeah, you did, I have no clue.
But I can't figure it out anymore. No. They've changed. They've added.
Well, that's what this whole new agreement. Hopefully, that'll simplify things here a bit. And players are going to want a little bit more control over that than they have that they've not had here last few decades actually.
And the frustrations a lot of people have when it comes to trying to figure out why teams make certain moves during the seasons and having to know which player still has options left to be sent down and be brought back up.
Right.
Then you add in the Rule 5s like Akil Badu was last year. And it's a complicated business.
It is.
Sports is.
I think baseball makes it very complicated. I don't think football has as much.
No, but unfortunately.
Issues.
They're going to shoot themselves in the foot again like they did a number of years ago.
Well, we'll see. I don't know.
Took them a long time to recover from that.
I agreed with you on that. I wonder if I could see part of the spring training maybe schedule getting axed, but I've got to think that they're going to try to make sure this thing gets all resolved before the start of the year. Yeah. Got to think. Because if they don't,
otherwise, they're just shooting themselves in the foot.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was the cancellation of the World Series that did it in for a lot of people. That was the straw that broke the proverbial baseball camel's back.
Right. I think everybody before recovering. I think everybody can live with maybe less spring training games if that happens, as long as you get a season in.
Yeah, because the veterans don't care about that anyway.
No. No, they don't.
No. Well, only people care about that are those hoping to star in spring training and get themselves a better number than 60-plus on the back of their uniform.
Right.
There you go. That's right.
Right.
So there you go. It's fun to talk Tigers baseball after such an improvement last year and anticipation that things will be better in the coming year for our Detroit Tigers and hearing about some of these signings and knowing that, again, by tonight, baseball will be halted. From the mountaintop to the valley in 24 hours.